16 on the ticket. We muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, they've identified the victims of that car accident and shooting that happened in Arlington. The Good Samaritan who walked up to the crashed vehicle, that guy who was out of it and driving with his two toddlers in the back of his car, who had already killed one guy in a car wreck about 100 yards before. I think it's somewhere around there. Anyway, the guy who approached the vehicle to save one of the kids and who was shot was an 18-year-old kid named Clarence Robinson. He worked at Potbelly Sandwich Shop. He moved to Arlington after Hurricane Katrina. And he was the Good Samaritan who that crazy-ass driver pulled out a gun and shot. Now, that driver is still under arrest, obviously. Thomas Lester Harper is 27 years old. And remember yesterday when we did this story, I was wondering, where's the mother of these twins? The mother of his two-year-old twins appeared stunned by what happened. She said Harper was a stay-at-home dad while she worked and that the children were doing well despite the crash. So that's the only update I have on the mother.
Poor kids.
So was the guy that drunk at 2 p.m.? I think it happened at 1:40 yesterday
or was he something?
Yeah, I keep thinking he's got to be hopped up on something.
Yeah.
Hopped up. That was always my mom's big for hopped up. You're always hopped up. Hopped up on dope. Mom, I don't think you get hopped up on that. But, yeah. PCP? Angel dust? How many stay-at-home dads do angel dust, though? That's got to be rare. Sad news also for the family of Lauren Scruggs. She's the 23-year-old model and fashion editor that somehow walked into the propeller of a private plane after going to look at Christmas lights. She suffered multiple injuries. Some of them we already detailed. You know, she lost her left hand. It was severed. But they had tried to repair and save her left eye. That ultimately proved not successful. Mm. So she lost her left eye and had to get a prosthetic. What's the difference in a prosthesis and a prosthetic?
Just say fake eye.
So she had to get a prosthetic eye. And her family says she's in a lot of pain. She did start walking.
Yeah, I thought she was doing well
this week. And you say she's in a lot of pain, and they say that we need to pray for her to regain her appetite because it's crucial for helping her heal. She just doesn't have an appetite.
That's too bad. Earlier in the week, they said she was walking and talking and pretty good spirits.
Well, I think that both of these elements are true. She is in a lot of pain, but they say she's, you know, at least walking and talking. Mm-hmm. That's good. 18 people have now accused that McKinney chiropractor of offensive touching. Dr. David Russell is the guy who, and these complaints go back to 1995, and they were made to police, and others reported him to the Texas Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Now, the weird thing is, these are all Class C misdemeanors, and some of them have outlived the statute of limitations, so he can't be prosecuted for some of these old charges.
Have you seen his mugshot? Brad C. brought this to our attention. Why is he wrapped in a towel?
And that's common. That's what they do now.
Yeah, and Brad sent us pictures of other criminals' mugshots, and they're wrapped in towels.
Like they just came out of a prize fight.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. Because they think that the collar will be distracting or the T-shirt.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know why they do that, to give them a more neutral appearance.
Well, what about the orange jumpsuit? Isn't that neutral enough?
I guess they don't want to outfit everybody they arrest with. I don't want them to sully a nice orange jumpsuit just yet. We can just throw a towel around them.
A towel?
Yeah. So his defense attorney, Todd Shapiro, says that these accusations are just part of a smear campaign.
Ah.
A pap smear campaign.
He's a chiropractor, not a gyno.
Oh. Gyno, worst doctor ever.
I don't understand how you'd want to go into that. There's certain
areas.
It's
not best, Jer. If you're a gay guy, I think you should be a gyno.
What's worse, because gyno or proctologist?
They're both. I would say proctologist would be worse, but
is it?
I don't see why anyone.
You know that place is hell. But like the gyno, it's like. It's seeing behind the veil of what you think is heaven. You want to think of it as just heaven.
Right.
And then he's seeing the hell of the heaven area.
But a proctologist, why would you choose to go to hell every day?
The only thing I can think of is proctologists must make like three times the money of every other doctor.
Because nobody wants to do it.
Right. So they have to really up the salaries.
It's a hypothetical in medical school. For X amount of money, you can do this, which is pretty tame, but for three times the amount, you can be a proctologist.
Is there such a thing as a gyno who specializes in only hot women who don't have problems, who aren't coming to see him for problems, just, you know, coming to get their pills renewed? You know, so he's not...
Maybe he's like in Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah. And the hot, if a hot woman, a hot client of his calls up and says, yes, I'm having an unusual, he just says, I can't handle that. I'll refer you to someone else. I'll be that doctor.
You don't need to be a doctor.
Yes, I do. I'd be a great doctor. That's what I wanted to be when I thought I could be a real human.
Don't you think it's fascinating why some doctors choose certain areas? Like, why would you be a podiatrist? What do you love feet? I mean, why doesn't every doctor want to be an open heart surgeon or a brain surgeon? You know, like the... Why do you choose...
Yeah. Maybe your dad was a podiatrist? That would be a reason?
Maybe.
Maybe a money... I mean, obviously, these are the ones that seem obvious. You have a long history of it. It's a heritage thing, or the money is good in this particular area. But if all things are equal, I'm with you, Junior. Why would you choose a butt doctor or...
front-bottom specialist?
What is that?
Snapper John, M.D., our resident physician.
That's what he claimed to
be. The ticket's resident doctor is a front-bottom specialist?
Anyway.
The ticket doctor for a staff that has hardly any women?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Anyway, so this chiropractor in McKinney. Are chiropractors always weird?
There is that theory out there.
Didn't Brad see a chiropractor?
Yeah, and that's why.
Look at him.
That's why the theory's out there.
Would you want that guy working on you with some of the stuff he sends us?
My God.
Not as weird as the dentist.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't believe your theory at first that the dentist is the weirdest doctors, but they are.
Now I have to take in the shorts next time I go to my normal dentist. Very normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dentist is pretty normal.
Yeah.
My brother's a dentist. He's normal.
Is he?
Your brother?
Yes.
I think if you just scratch the surface there a little bit, you're going to find something weird. Because remember the singing dentist in Lakewood? Remember that story?
Which one was he?
He was the one going on NAMBLA cruises and all kind of weird stuff.
La la la.
The gorillas.
Oh, wait, hold on.
One banana, two banana.
Hold on,
banana,
singing
four.
Dentist. And then there was the other dentist, and I forget where he was, that when he would put the nitrous oxide on women and everything, then he'd mess around back behind him a little bit, and then... Next thing you know, he'd inject a little, put his stuff in a syringe to inject in their mouths a little bit.
Okay, you gotta have other stories besides Dr. Bogdown.
Dr. Bogdown. Glenn Beck is going to start doing his show from the studios at Las Colinas starting next year.
Ticket Zone.
Yeah, he is the Ticket Zone, Glenn Beck. He is the third highest rated talk show host in the nation.
Behind me and Rush Limbaugh?
Behind me, and actually it's Rush Limbaugh, then me, and then Glenn Beck. So he's moving from Midtown Manhattan to the studios at Las Colinas. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It says here the studios at Las Colinas were home to Barney and Friends, was home to Barney and Friends for about 8 years starting in the 1990s. Is Barney not being made anymore? Are they done?
No, they're not making it anymore, are they?
They're not?
Dinosaurs are extinct, aren't they?
But they still show them every once in a while, I think.
Craig's comment was dumb.
I let my kids watch that Barney. They loved it.
Why did everyone have to rag on Barney? It's not supposed to entertain you, the adult. It's for toddlers.
Right.
But everyone had to really give it to Barney in the shorts when he was on.
Show's been on hiatus since 2009.
Thanks, Brianna.
Was he gay?
I can't believe you did that. Mode.
I can't believe you told me that. It scared me.
All right, get this. A neat little function on Facebook, which I need to go back through and reset all. You know, they change their privacy settings like every 2 weeks, and I think they keep defaulting them to everything being open, and you have to go back in and shut it all down again.
Hmm.
That's their little trick. But they have a new service where you can report. You can click on a button that says, report suicidal content.
Hmm.
So if someone has posted something on Facebook,
they'll be looking at yours, I'm sure.
Gordon Keith.
That seems suicidal. You can click on that, and the person who posted the comment will immediately receive an email from Facebook encouraging them to call the U.S. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline or to click on a chat session with a crisis worker. These options available 24/7, free, confidential counseling to anyone in need.
People aren't going to be able to handle that. They're going to do that to their friends.
See, Ty's right. Already thinking.
Of course.
Light bulb over
somebody's head. Already scheming who's going to do it.
Somebody's going to post, hey, just had the most awesome banana split. Report suicidal content. But you remember that we had this just this week, I believe. A mother goes into a food stamp place down in South Texas, and she was found out she was turned down for food stamps, and she brought a handgun with her and killed herself and shot her two kids right there office. And that I believe there was a standoff there for a while before she ultimately did it. And the daughter had posted on Facebook, I might die today.
I don't think you reported that accurately. You said she killed herself and then her two daughters.
I have the timeline a little bit reversed, but
we know what you meant.
Yeah, don't nitpick me.
It confused me.
Why are you laughing at this story?
I'm laughing at you.
Hmm. Iconic writer Joe Simon has died at the age of 93. He was one of the co-creators of Captain America, one of the comic book industry's most revered writers and artists and editors.
Taken from us way too soon.
He was in his 90s. I'm sorry, 98. He was 98. Wow. Also, we had the death of Christopher Hitchens, noted writer.
Better you bet.
And atheist.
No, that was Christopher Hackett.
He's still alive. Christopher Hackett's still alive.
Is he still jocking?
Yeah, I heard him the other day.
You need to let that go. That's something you've hung on to.
I like him.
My cheap Christopher Hackett impersonation.
And it was always coming out of you better you bet.
What station's he on now?
The who's?
I think you better you bet.
I always liked him too.
Yeah.
He close talked the mic too much.
All right, do him.
You know, most DJs, hey, there you go, that's the who, you better you bet. But he would always come out and go, that was the who with their choice pop single. You better you bet. It's driving me nuts. So, if you want to get out of an exam, don't call in a bomb threat. 21-year-old Loyola student Evelyn Hubbard had an exam, and so she just went ahead and sent two emails threatening to blow up Monroe Hall and the Uptown campus. And, of course, she was arrested.
That happens all the time.
Why do people think that's a good idea? It's like the person who's late for a plane and they call in a bomb threat to at least hold up the plane until they can get there. How do they ever think that's going to work? Hmm. Portland police have arrested a man inside a toy store, outside of a toy store. The guy goes into the toy store and grabs a lightsaber and starts swinging it at customers. And so someone calls 911, reports the incident. at close to 10 o'clock at night. Why is it? I guess it's Christmas. Toy stores are open. Mm-hmm. So while the caller's on the phone, the guy leaves the store with the lightsaber in hand and walks out to the parking lot. And officers are trying to arrest him, but he keeps swinging the lightsaber at him.
I'm sorry, Walker.
And
it's awesome.
One officer tries to shoot him with a taser, but they shoot him, and the guy knocks one of the wires away with the lightsaber.
So he thinks he's a Jedi.
He's a Jedi.
Sweet. So they finally, grab him, tackle him, pin him to the ground, and they've arrested a 33-year-old guy.
Not a Jedi.
Yeah, treated by medics at the scene and taken to an area hospital for mental evaluation.
You don't want to arrest me.
Merry birthdays.
You think you tried that?
Probably, if he's doing the other stuff.
I'm not the man you're looking for. Birthdays today. Does Ty have some birthdays for us, too? John Farrell. Okay, this is the list that Killer gave me. Frank DeFord. Here you go. Frank DeFord was born on this date in 1938. Leslie Stahl, born in 1941.
Don't make us do the math.
This is what Killer gave me. This is the way he wanted to produce it, so I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
Fernando's usual thing was not up and running this morning, so I had to improvise. I apologize.
Well, I don't think anyone's saying that you're wrong for getting birthdays. I think just generally people like to hear the age of the birthday.
And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
Elaine Boozer was born on this date in 1952.
Okay, that's 59. Leslie Stahl just turned 70.
Yeah.
William the Refrigerator Perry was born on this date in 1962.
48?
Mm-hmm.
47?
Wait.
49.
Billy Ripken, 62, 3 years, born on this 49. Date in 1964.
Hold on, my.
Okay, so
47?
He's 46?
47.
Is this good, Radio Killer?
All right, let's go.
All right. And that's enough.
That's Muse 734.